Thank you for calling the Bank of Cardiff. This is Dennis. How may I help you?
How you doing, Dennis? I got a letter from you guys in the mail. Just curious on how you may be able to help my small business out.
Sure, not a problem. Let me get my computer up to speed here, and I will look you up in our system real quick. Do you happen to have the 16-digit reference number on there?
I do. Let me know when you're ready.
Go right ahead.
It is 2311-3201-0033-5642.
5642, okay. And that's for Desmond Hayden?
Yes, sir.
All right, Desmond, is the number you're calling in from, is that the best number to reach you at?
Yes, sir.
All right, is that the business number? Is that like a mobile number there?
Business mobile number, yes, sir. I'm always on the road a lot.
Gotcha. And you know what? We didn't have the company's name in there.
It is D as in Desmond, K as in Kite, Kaden Construction.
Excellent. Alrighty. And so your construction company, what were you looking to accomplish? Were you looking to purchase some equipment, or did you need some just like cash flow for inventory or something like that?
Yeah, this is, you know, I don't know what you guys can and can't do. I do have two loans out now with other companies, so I don't know how that will work with you guys, if you guys are totally separate or what. But right now, the company is redoing a lot of work compared to last year. And it's probably overwhelming. I had to turn down jobs, but I just don't have the funding, which is always a bad thing. I mean, it's good and bad at the same time. It's more of equipment and labor and materials. It's my biggest thing right now. Last year, I did about $110,000. This year, to date, I'm close to $600,000.
Nice, congrats.
I'm going to probably get close to thank you. Probably going to get close to $1 million by the end of the year. So, of course, income is always a big thing.
Well, with the two loans you have out currently, how are those paid back? Are they daily payments, or what kind of loans do you currently have?
They are daily payments.
Okay. Do you know the companies they're through by any chance? Like, who actually takes the ACH out?
I do. One is money. Let me get my computer open now. I can tell you what these guys are. Shut up. I believe one is strategic, I believe, let me double check. Let me just make sure. I don't want to tell you the wrong thing here.
Well, I'm familiar with strategic. I've heard of those guys before.
One is strategic. That's what I have now. They called me recently, wanted me to look into next month renewing for some more money. That's always an option. I have about $18,000 left on that one. That should be paid up in August. I got a new one that is through Money Markets, but I don't know. Let me see who directly are they with, though. Let me double check this real quick. Because I know that's a company that they went through, but the application is really through who? Let me see here. Money Works as a company. The application is through. That's not it. Let me go here and look. That's not it either. I thought it was. Is this it? Okay, here we go. It says Money Works. Have you heard of them before?
I never heard those guys before. I wonder if they're like maybe a broker or something like that, or they could be a new company.
But it's not by the word too, though. But normally the contract that I sign has to, you know, if it's Yellowstone or you know, Strategic or even Can Capital, they have another, you know, Dusty Man people. You know, everybody goes through them, but their contract says revenue based factoring contract sale partners, Money Works with it, and then Two Money Works Direct Inc., Colonial Funding Network, and Service Agents. I don't know what that really is. Okay. Yeah, so that's what I have out right now. And it's, I don't know if I can, if you guys can help me out, because I know I had those too long ago. Even though I have the amount of money coming in to handle more loans, but I know how you guys are about having third party out or second party out, vice versa.
We can still work with you, but do you know what? So you have two now. So the one strategic got an $18,000 balance. Do you know what the other one is? The money one.
Yes, the money one is $50,000.
$50,000.
Okay. They gave me $35,000, and they paid Can Capital one back. I'm gonna be honest with you. They paid Can Capital back, and my balance is a little under $50,000.
Gotcha. Okay. So right now you're around $68,000. So what we would look at, for example, would be so your previous tax return, it shows around $120,000, you said, on there?
About $110,000.
Okay.
Over $110,000, yep.
And then you're on pace to do $1 million now. I mean, it's possible I could get you one, but we'd probably end up paying the strategic one off and net you the difference. So it's going to be close. You know, usually we can lend around 8% of your annual sales, so you're at 68,000 now. We could then probably around 80,000. When was your company established? Was it just established last year, or has it been around for a while?
Last year.
Okay. So the time of business isn't quite yet 2 years then. I mean, it's a tough one. It's something I could look into, but I don't know if we can get you enough that would really benefit you, to be honest with you. I mean, we might be able to pay off the strategic one and give you maybe an extra $10,000 or something like that, an extra $10,000. But I don't know how much that will help you out at this point.
Now,
you know what I mean?
What would that do? Would it be paid back daily, monthly, or yearly? I mean, not yearly, but monthly, or what would that payback be? So I know you guys have different paybacks, but then again, I know, would it be daily, weekly, monthly? Because I think that's what I'm looking at now, is that I don't mind taking loans out, but it seems like it doesn't really help me out because I'm just like a temporary band-aid. Now I got so much money coming in, I got money coming out too, with labor, security, and once I get my check, I just pay everything off. But, you know, getting $20,000 from you guys, and I got to pay $18,000 of it out, doesn't really help me now long term. It fixed me for a while, but then I got to pay you guys that too. It's not a bad thing, but I don't know how you
got to
help.
Well, that's just it. I mean, I think we can help you, but we'd have to pay off that second position. And if we're looking at a second position, it's either going to be a weekly payment or a daily. More than likely, it's going to be a daily payment.
Mm-hmm. So, That's what I have now.
So it's something that's, it's going to be a tough call. Plus, if you're renewing with Strategic, what was your cost of funds originally? Do you know what your payback was and the original loan amount?
Original loan amount for you was $15,000.
$15,000, okay. And you owe $18,000. How long was that term for?
4.5 months.
4.5, okay. So you're just about 2 months, almost 2 months into it. It sounds like.
Yeah, I'm probably less than 18. It was 18 back in late or mid May, so I'm probably lower than that now. Probably closer to somewhere between 16, under 15 now.
Gotcha.
I'm paying two something a day what I'm paying back.
Okay, so let's see here. Let's just see if your payback was 20,000 divided by 4.5. So that's 4,440 divided by 21. So yeah, your cost of funds is probably around 32 to 33 cents on the dollar. Sounds about right?
Mm-hmm.
They'll renew your terms probably. I mean, I'm not too familiar with Strategic. I know they do work with a lot of construction companies. It's kind of their specialty. But I know they are short term. Mm-hmm. I could probably get you a longer term with around the same cost of funds. That would obviously free up some cash flow. You know, that's renewable as well. That probably had. Would probably have better renewable terms, but I mean, I'd be competing with a renewal for Strategic, and I just don't know what the renewals are. I'd like to say we would be a better option, but they're probably going to come back pretty competitive as well. But I think it's worth looking into. I mean, if you're at the point where you can renew that second position now, then we can look into it And, you know, if it works out for you, great. If it doesn't, you know, at least we tried. And at least you got your foot in the door, really, with us for any future loans.
Let me know what you guys need for me to do. I mean,
we look at pretty much the standard information that you've probably sent in the past. So we'd want to look at your current cash flow situation. So 6 months of bank statements, most recent business tax return, obviously, for last year. And just our application. And I can either email it to you or fax it to you, whatever's easier for you.
Yeah, email it to me because I'm at another location now. The email address is dkhaydenconstruction@gmail.com.
At Gmail. So I have DK, like Dennis King Hayden, Hayden, @gmail.com.
Correct.
Alrighty. Well, my name is Dennis. Let me give you my direct number, Desmond. And real quick before I get that.
Write this down. Go ahead, buddy. What'd you say?
So just to clarify, the 850-322-6815 is the best number to reach you?
Yes, sir.
Do you have a number for the company?
This is the same number for the company.
Is it? Okay, good deal. Alrighty. And my direct number is
858-519.
So it's 858-519-5315.
5315. Thank you.
And are you in front of your computer right now? Yeah, my name's Dennis, right? I'll send you a test email just to make sure that we're able to speak to each other. You'll have my contact info there. Then I'll follow up with an email with all my needed items, just the 6 months of bank statements, all pages, most recent business tax return, and the application as well.
Okay.
But you should be getting that here any moment.
Internet is locked in. Let me go ahead and check the web real quick. My Gmail account, and we should be good to go. Have I seen it yet? I'm still looking for it.
Yep, should be there. You guys ever purchase any equipment or anything like that?
I'd love to, but everybody I talk to say I haven't been in business long. A lot of people want you to be in business for 2 years before they purchase material, before you can purchase equipment. So I haven't had luck with that.
Well, we can do it under 2 years. It's pretty expensive, to be honest with you. It's the rate's going to be pretty high, but it's still a tax write-off. Yeah. It gets your foot in the door. It helps you build business credit. If you do it before 2 years, I'd recommend doing it on something small. We can do used equipment as well. Usually for the first transaction, we don't really look at hours and year and stuff like that. We just kind of want to get your foot in the door. And then, if you find something.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to get some equipment because, right now we're doing a lot of things and I got to, I've put you like this, and have you heard of Sunbelt Rentals and United Rentals?
Oh yeah, I used to be an electrician for about 7 years, so we used Sunbelt all the time.
I have two jobs. My bill right now for Sunbelt and for United is roughly around $33,000 right now.
Monthly? Wow. Okay. Well, you said $33,000 per month.
Well. It's probably about about 10 per month for the last 3 months.
Well, yeah, I mean, even if you're at a high cost for equipment, but you're able to write off 33% of the value on your Section 179 at the end of the year and actually own it eventually, you're going to end up ahead. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you can write off those costs, but you the rental cost, but it's still way more expensive than what your actual payment would be with us. When it's all said and done, plus you actually be able to own it, win. So, yeah, I mean, I'll look into it for you. We do startups, so we can go up to, depending on your credit, we can go up to $49,500 in some cases. Realistically, it's probably going to be anywhere from $30,000 to $33,000.
Yeah, most of the thing I need is pretty much because I'm in the drywall / GC business. So, a lift would be nice to have, stuff in the sand, the drywall. These type of small things would be nice to get, you know, dumpsters, little buggies to have. Something I probably need about really, truthfully, probably $20,000 of equipment, probably what I need when it's all said and done.
I think we can get it for you. I'd say try to find a quote from you know, a used piece of equipment for a lift or something like that. And maybe Sunbelt will even sell you what you're currently renting from them, you know?
Yeah, I'm renting for Sunbelt about $500 a month for their lift.
That's not too bad, but I mean, in the long run, you're going to end up winning by owning it, obviously, so.
Right, if I do that 500 times 12 months, that's $6,000.
Exactly.
And
so,
it's probably going to cost really, you know, what, $2,000? I don't see your email yet, Dennis. Do you do D as in Delta, K as in Kite, Hayden, H-A-Y-D-E-N, construction at Gmail?
Nope, I didn't put the construction there. That's what it was.
That's what I haven't seen. I'm like, I'm glad we're still talking, man.
I'll tell you what, I'm almost finished with the one with the application on it.
Okay.
If you don't mind, kind of give me an idea a little bit more of how you're working. But yeah, no, I'm really familiar. I like I said, I used to be an electrician, a commercial electrician, so I worked for the union down here in San Diego.
Okay.
And yeah, drywallers and us always had to work together. So remember, we had some crazy Asian foreman, and he the drywallers put the drywall in before we put our conduit in the wall. It was for the courthouse buildings here. But they couldn't communicate to each other, so the guy just took a claw hammer to the drywall, and it was pretty humorous. But
but really good. Work as a team. Work as a team, baby. Work as a team.
Exactly. Everybody get along, right?
Yeah. What do you need from me, bud?
I'm gonna finish this email real quick. It'll take me a second. But it sounds like I got your email. This one, I'm going to include the working capital and the equipment on here.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think with everything that you'll be sending me, all I would really need is just a quote for the equipment. But if you don't have a quote right now and you want to look into it, so you're thinking $20,000, I can submit an application for you for $20,000 with just, I'll just put a lift on there, and then we can get to the specifics later down the road.
Okay.
But no, I do a lot of startup companies. I work with a lot of truck dealers that have startup, you know, companies for fracking and stuff like that. So a lot of these guys are just getting into it, and they have to start out somewhere. So. Yeah, we do a lot of startups.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, it takes money to make money, and then you got to just do a lot. That's the only downfall that I can say about what I'm doing. I mean, I like what I'm doing, but when I work for the GC side of things, it's a little bit, you know, a little different. Well, can't complain.
Well, you sound like a fairly young person, so figure if you get your foot in the door now and start building your business credit, it gets to a point where I have some clients that don't even have to show their financials. It's just... basically, they have what's called a master lease, so they just keep throwing on the same lease, and it's a dollar buyout, or it's an equipment finance agreement, meaning they own it once they pay it off, or we have term residual financing as well, so there's a lot of different options there, but absolutely, we've got some options for you. It's about to come over to you right now.
Okay.
And if we can't do the working capital, you know, we can do it later down the road. I think you're going to be happier with us in the long run anyway. But it might just be a little bit too soon. But I still think we might be able to do a second position behind that money, one for $50,000.
Okay.
And then pay off strategic and give you a longer term at a lower cost or around the same cost. I mean, the longer the term, typically the higher cost.
Yep.
But I think if you're paying 32 cents, 33 cents on the dollar, we can probably get close to that for you.
All right, Dennis. Yep, I got it right here, buddy. I'm opening it now. So I see it. Okay, I'll go ahead and fill this out, and I'll email this back to you.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, you need trade references? Okay, I got you. That's what people that I work with. Okay.
Between you and I, that's not super important yet. If you want to put it on there now, you can. Otherwise, they might want it for funding purposes. But if you don't have it off the top of your head, don't worry about it. We can cross that bridge when we get there.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right, you too. Have a good rest of your night. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Yep, take care.